You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenium-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus at the CITR studios. I am your host, Dora. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to the brand spanking new show, Teachable Moments. As I'm sure you can tell by my name and what I self-identify as, or just what a label that really resonates with me is, I am a dork, and it's been tough. People are always like, wow, you're wearing glasses. Oh, you have braces? That's weird. But it also, there are perks. You know what I mean? Like, people think I'm smart sometimes. I have a lot of trouble with what's cool. I don't know what's up. So if you do know what's up, feel free to call in and let me know. My dad's going to call in later, so that'll be really exciting. You guys are going to get to meet him. And he's just going to teach us all like some cool tips. So yeah, it's going to be great. So yeah, that's a Teachable Moments. You just heard Sweet and Salty by Palm Oil. I actually I didn't know who they were. Someone told me they were kind of cool. So I definitely checked them out. And you know what? I liked it. It was cool, right? I'm not sure like kind of where you as a listener really stand on like what's cool, what's uncool, like what's hip, what's popping. But I was looking up I was doing some research on it, you know, as a dork, a knowledgeable dork, would. That's me. And I got some definitions, so I might be dropping them throughout, this season, kind of trying out what, what really resonates with me. But, today, we're going off of the definition restrained and relaxed, which, you know what, I really think that song could be. You know what I mean? Sweet and Salty, pros and cons. Coins have two sides. So thank you so much for tuning in. You can still call in if you want. I'm not really sure how to use the phones, but I'll try. I promise to try. Neato. That's cool. Neato. I might start saying that. But let me know if that's not cool, because then I won't. So I was kind of doing some research for this show, and I found some events that are happening in Vancouver that you might think are cool. The first one that I thought I would tell you guys about was this art show called Exteriors. Its opening is this Thursday, April 25th, and the featured artist is Andrew James McKay, and it's all kind of like under this topic question of how has the tradition of landscape depiction shaped our ideas of who is on and of the land, and moving forward, how can the landscape image serve as an assembly point for greater democratic participation, which sounds pretty cool. I think we can all agree. Also happening on Thursday, April 25th. That's at the Ground Floor Arts Center. It's kind of by Avant Garden. I think it's run by the same people, but you know what? I'm not cool enough to know that, so you might want to fact check that. at Red Gate this week. Yeah, this week on Thursday, same day. There are a couple bands from Portland coming, which is pretty cool. Woolen Men and LOX. LOX. I know some dorks who are really into keys and stuff like that. It is like very interesting. All keys, they have a lock that they fit into. Something that I actually found out recently is there's this one type of motorcycle that exists in the world, and they made a batch, it's like 1975 or something, they made a batch of these motorcycles, and they all have the same key and keyhole. So if you have a key to one of these motorcycles, you have a key to all the other motorcycles who were made in, like, of that make. Which feels dumb, but what do I know? I'm not a nerd. I'm a dork. So how would I know? But kind of interesting, right? So yeah, Woolen Men and Locks, they are coming down from Portland, but I'm not going to play their music, because I don't know how, I'm not sure what the cool level is, and I don't want to play anything that's not under my definition of restrained and relaxed, because I want to stay on brand. Brands are very in right now. So I'm going to play a couple songs, because they're playing alongside Bedwetters Anonymous and Sylvia Rath, who are two local bands that I've heard of. So they are probably cool. So I'm going to play some songs by them. You're still listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm still dork. That hasn't changed. So yeah, enjoy Psychedelic Landlord on CITR
Sunday, maybe one day. fall through to the other side of something you did. A hard pill to swallow. Will I follow it down my throat into the esophagus? Wait till it hits, then take another.
Hello. Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. That's CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. You are tuned in to Teachable Moments, and I'm your host, Dork, and I am named that because I am, or thus named because I thus am a dork. It's a kind of almost like a like rose by any other name moment, but it's also like, no, but I am a dork, so a rose by the name of Rose smells like a rose. You know what I mean? So like a dork by the name of Dork is still a dork. I don't know. It's probably a really bad way to describe that, but that's fine because you're probably here for the tunes. Probably here more for the tunes. So you just heard Saint Catherine by Sylvia Rath. Came out a while ago. I think it came out in like March 2017, something like that. Right before that you heard Psychedelic Landlord by Bedwetters Anonymous. Both are local bands, and both are playing this Thursday at the Red Bell Pepper, Thursday, April 25th, alongside Woolen Men and L.O.X., who are both from Portland. Yeah, so almost like kind of, not the shtick, but like, I like really don't know what's cool. I'm just grasping at some straws that I like found in a freaking grate. So this is a journey together for both of us, for all of us, whoever's listening. If you don't know what's cool, neither do I, we're doing this hand in hand. If you do know what's cool, please call in 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487. I'm really going to try to answer the phone. And I'm really going to try to learn something from you because I'm desperate. Also, fun fact, my dad is calling in later. Hi, Dad. Thanks for listening. He is the absolute coolest dude. So I am excited, as you should be as well. And you should be as well, because we're going to get some good tips from him. Very cool man. So just going on with the show, some like things that I think might be cool. So Friday, April 26th, that's this Friday. It's in like 4 days or something. Friday, April 26th, Mixed Gems is happening. Mixed Gems happens pretty often. I want to say every month, but I don't want to be wrong. So I am not going to say that. It's at Redgate. It's also the Kim Gray album release, which is really exciting. And then also Teenage Wedding and Pale Red are going to play. Pale Red is a classic band. I know that they are cool. I know that. And then Kim Gray and Teenage Wedding are also very cool. And Mixed Gems is a really cool thing because it's both music and art. So they're like, Redgate has like the gallery now in the front. So there's a bunch of featured artists. So I'm just going to read them out. If you know any of them, call in and tell me if they're cool. I'm only assuming that all of them are, because that's always the case, but confirmation would be really cool. So Sarissa Fitz-James, Jessica Honeywell, Gil Galetsky, Jack Kenna, Colin Bratley, Sasha Foster, Anna Firth, Milo Groundwater, River Miller, and Brendan Fortescue. Their names are cool. And then also something I think is hilarious and amazing with DJs Ryan Dick and Tim the Mute. So it's going to be a good time. I'm going to play Kim Gray's song Eugene Vampires off of their new album, the one that they are like officially releasing at this event. It's called Plastic Memory. And I know that this song is cool because I love vampires and Eugene's a pretty cool name. I think that might be objective, but again, please call and confirm because I have no idea. But Eugene Vampire from the album Plastic Memory by Kim Gray, their album release is this Friday. At Redgate alongside Teenage Dream and Pale Red. So please enjoy this. Please enjoy this song. Please do. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Saxophones are super cool.
Yeah.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness. Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
My God, I love that song so, so much. It is literally genius. That was by Pale Red. It's a cover of the Arthur Russell song A Little Lost off of their most recent album, Heavy Petting. A genius album as well. Oh my gosh. And right before that, you heard Eugene Vampire by Kim Gray. Both of these bands are going to be playing Mixed Gems this Friday, April 26th at RG. You know what's up. Pink Door? Who knows? It's Redgate. So you are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9. I keep wanting to say FM. I keep wanting to say 0.9. Don't know why, but we're all on this journey together, which is pretty cool. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dork. I'm just on a quest to find something cool. Arthur Russell's a little lost. I'm a little lost. I don't know what's cool. What's up? Call in, let me know. So I wanted to play that song, that band, Pale Red. A, because they're cool. B, because they're playing Mixed Gems. But also C, because members of that band are going to be at April Ween. If you don't know what April Ween is, Redgate does a cover band show every Halloween, and they've started doing it in April on the 6-month mark. Into Twakat Saint Cease months. And it's this Saturday, April 27th. I am so excited. As a dork, I love anything cosplay, anything dress up, anything imaginary. But also as a dork, I really suppressed myself for a really long time, and I continue to do so, which is why I'm on this show right now as a dork sharing my wisdom, even just lack thereof. But I recently fell in love with Halloween, and I'm very excited. I'm also very excited because I'm in one of the bands. I'm not going to tell you which one. But so the fun thing about it also is all the names of the band. So every band gets to, like, it's like a pun. It's like a Halloween pun of the band name. So I'm just going to read some of them out. Call in, listener, if you can guess who the people are covering. So, one, Suck My Left One. Boo Spring Scream. Skater Boo. I'm More a Sea Dead People, Josie and the Vampire Bats, Bone Jet and the Punaways, Assistant of a Clown, Flying Monkeys, Chilling in the Name of, and the Dumb Dumb Ditties. Ooh. Call in. Guess. Some of them are kind of obvious. Boo Spring Scream. I feel like I can guess that one. I'm not that cool, but I know I could get it. I'm confident, Flying Monkeys, Assistant of a Clown, I don't know. So I'm just going to play some songs of bands who have members who are also going to be performing. The first one is Club Nights by Dumb. I'm pretty sure they're in Assistant of a Clown, but honestly, I don't know. If you go to the Facebook page, it's there. This is Club Nights. It just came out. Dumb is on Mint. They had their last release was Seeing Green. It came out last summer. Apparently, I think they have another release coming up in May. But I'm not really sure, so don't quote me on that. Please. But also, I'm not very cool, so probably no one would believe you anyway. But so I'm going to press play now, and you're hopefully going to listen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork. And this is Teachable Moments. And right now it's Club Nights by Dim.
Feelings
Howdy. Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. This is a very special episode because it's the first one. I don't know if I've mentioned that. But yeah, this is numero uno. I'm trying it out. Learning. Super excited. I'm like really just on like a quest to find out what's cool because I'm really lost and desperate. But luckily I have some guidance, you, my listeners, who hope, like I thought you guys would be calling in and giving me some tips. Hasn't really been happening, but I mean, that's okay. It's still cool. But I'm not stressed because my dad's going to call in later. He's like the coolest dude I've ever met. Oh my God. Someone's calling in. Let's see what they have to say. Hello?
Oh my God. Someone's calling in. Let's see what they have to say.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Clara.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Sorry, I'm listening to the radio, and it's lagging, and I can't tell if you're talking.
I am talking. Why don't you turn the radio off?
Yes, that's really smart.
Thank you. So thank you so much for calling in. I am Dork. Nice to meet
Hi,
you. Thank you for calling into Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. As I know, it sounds like you've really been listening very attentively to my show. So as you know, I am on a quest. I'm trying to find out what's cool.
I wanted to call and say, because you asked earlier for people to say if Nito was cool.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. What's the consensus?
Well, the consensus for me is that it is, and you should say it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Your instincts were right.
Yes. Okay, cool. It's really good to hear that.
I also wanted to give you a fun fact.
Thank you. Is it a cool fun fact?
To me.
Okay, cool. Lay it on me.
Okay, so earlier you were also talking about keys and locks.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently if you go to like a hardware store and buy a lock there, like if like manufacturers will mass produce locks that like one key can open like six locks. So there's actually, like, more locks than there are keys, but all of the locks have a key.
That's so weird.
It's cool.
That's very cool. That is
cool. Yeah.
Dear mystery cool person, Clara, what are your credentials? I'm taking you at your word. Your what sounds like very cool
are,
word.
In terms of my... key facts or my coolness?
You're cool. I mean, well, okay, I will say you're taking up some airtime and the phone from my dad who's going to call in. I mean, he's really...
Well, I heard he's really cool, so I'm sorry.
He's really the coolest person I've ever met, and I'm really excited for his call. I'm very excited for yours, too, but I just want some... Because, I mean, my dad's coolness, he doesn't need... He defies credentials.
Yeah, I believe that.
But I really do. I need yours, please.
I mean, I've worked at coffee shops for a long time.
That's very cool. Coffee is really in right now.
So I know how to make coffee, so I know what's cool.
You also know what's hot, because cool is like, chilly.
Well, no, restrained. You need restraint.
It's very coffee is historically very relaxing.
Yeah, so... Those are my credentials.
Thank you so much. I feel so much better. I feel very, just very confident now. Thank you so much. And
you're on the right path.
You'll get there. I feel it's, you know what, it's neato that you work at a coffee shop.
I think so too. Good, nice, natural, organic insertion of that word.
You know what? I'm learning so much from you. Thank you so much. Wow. Well, I have to go back to my show, but thank you so much for calling in and for the
thank
cool
you
tips.
For answering.
You're welcome. Wow. Ciao.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That was great. That was great. Sorry, I was trying to figure out the phone. It's going fine. Wow. Well, listeners, that was very exciting. I think we all learned a lot. I don't know about you. I was taking notes. So if you want some hot tips on how to be cool, if you want some, just some insight into that world. If you, like me, are a dork and are not really privy to it, I wrote some of it down. So you can hit me up if you want. You can also call in. And I can try to repeat it, but I don't think I'll be as cool as mystery caller Clara. I think the main piece of advice was go to coffee shops because they're pretty cool. So I'm just going to go on with my show. That was a very exciting special mystery call. My dad's really, he's still going to call in, and it's going to be like, that was enlightening, but we're going to learn a lot. So let's keep your ears peeled for that one. I'm just going to tell you about another cool event that's happening in the city this weekend. So Saturday, April 27th, same day as April Ween, is Man Up Divas. Woo. If you don't know what that is, I saw on their page, it's drag show. Drag is very in right now. I don't know if you knew this, but it's very cool. It's very cool. So this will be a very cool show. And it's a bunch of different local drag queens who are performing as different divas in the world. So I'm just going to read them out. If you know who any of these people are, call in. If you're one of these people, actually, it'd be really cool if you did call in. I'd be very cool. But yeah, so I'm just going to read them out. So there's, because they're genius. The names are genius. Kendall Gender is going to be Beyonce. Rose Butch is going to be Bjork. Vixen Von Flex, Rihanna. Carmella Barr is going to be Whitney Houston. PM is going to be Madonna. Owen will be Janet Jackson. Scout Supernova is going to be Lady Gaga. I've heard of them. Gender Spice, ooh, it's going to be Freddie Mercury. Rogue is going to be Elvis Presley. Geraldine Spears, Carrie Underwood, and Celine Dion. I'm really excited for that one because who knows, is it going to be two in one? It's going to be two different costumes, two different people. I don't. Maybe Geraldine Spears is two people. Who? Geraldine and Spears. I'm very excited. Thanks, Jem is going to be a surprise diva. And Magic is going to be Courtney Love. Ooh! Ponyboy will be hosting the night, and Softie Shan is going to be DJing, and the featured artist is going to be Puppy Teeth. All of these things sound very, very cool, honestly. So I'm going to play some music. That show isn't very, it's more, that's more of like an energy. I'm going off of this diva moment. So I'm going to play To Darnelladon and Beyond by this Toronto artist called Tush. Ew. I've heard about them. Actually, the music coordinator at CJSF, which is another radio station, works. He's the art coordinator at CITR, which is how I know him. I'm not cool enough to know this person outside of that sphere, I guess. But he introduced me to them, and they're amazing. They're amazing. So I'm going to press play, and hopefully you'll enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you learned a lot. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
Inspired. so far.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
You gave me the world. I was in it for fun. Blame it on my age, it's an easy excuse. I'm not in love with you. I'm not in love with you.
Welcome back. We are at the end of our glorious and glamorous hour of Teachable Moments. I hope you learned a lot. I certainly did. You just heard Gimp Mask by Devours. Amazing. I know for a fact that Devours is cool. I know there's been a lot of, what is Dora the author? Can Dora know? Can Dork know? Dork can confidently say that. That Devours is very cool. So I'm going to wrap up this episode numero uno. I hope you feel both restrained and relaxed, which isn't oxymoronic, I promise. I'm just going to give you a little update on Monday, April 29th, so like a week from yesterday, I guess, at the Lido. It's going to be another edition of Fine, an evening of storytelling and otherwise. There are going to be performances by Elaine Williams, Wanda John Kaywin, Kayla Jameson, DJ On, and Angelica Poversky. Performances by Maneater. Maneater is I've heard tell that they are a classic Vancouver band. So I'm excited. I think I can confidently say that it'll be cool. It'll definitely be restrained and maybe relaxed. Thank you so much for tuning in to this hour. I'll see you next week. I'll talk to you next week. If you have some cool tips, I really would love to hear them. I really would. Up next is Into the Woods, which is definitely a cool show. Thank you so much for listening to me. Oh my God. I don't deserve it. Okay, bye. Thank you so much.